A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Thus says the Lord, let the nations bestir themselves and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit in judgment upon all the neighboring nations. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for great is their malice. Crowd upon crowd in the valley of decision. For near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. Sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heavens and the earth quake, but the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the children of Israel. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, am your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall pass through her no more. Then on that day the mountains shall drip new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the channels of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall issue forth from the house of the Lord, to water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a waste, and Edom a desert waste, because of the violence done to the people of Judah, because they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. I will avenge their blood, and leave it not unpunished. The Lord dwells in Zion. The word of the Lord. At first glance, this passage from the prophet Joel presents us with a warning of violence for God's enemies and the foes of his holy city, Jerusalem. Yet, at a deeper level, it can also speak to us of Christ's gift of the Eucharist. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow. The destruction of God's enemies is represented by the image of reaping the harvest, gathering the grapes, and treading them in the winepresses. The church gives us the prophet Joel to read at this time of year, when grain and grapes are harvested, so that this vivid image can be more readily and completely received by all our senses. In the coming months, the liturgy will prepare us for the final harvest of humanity at the coming of Christ as Lord and Judge of creation. The prayer of the priest preparing the simple gifts of bread and wine that will become the body and blood of Christ also recall this harvest time. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread and wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It is our sins that brought about the death of Christ, our sins and malice that fill the vat or wine keg of his heart to overflow in pain and love for us. The sorrow and pain of our sins and those of others can make of our own lives a kind of Eucharist through our conformity to Jesus. Admitting our faults and failings can be the beginning of transforming them into strengths and victories. With Christ, we are invited to transform our force of anger and evil in our lives into an energy of love and goodness. For near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. We have a decision to make each and every day of our lives. Will we choose to follow the humble shepherd who gives his life for his sheep? Or will we continue to insist on our own ways and congratulate ourselves on our worldly connections of power, wealth, and fame? A fountain shall issue forth from the house of the Lord, because the Lord dwells in Zion. The prophet Joel is alluding to the waters which are conveyed from a spring, a fountain, through conduits to the altar in the temple. This fountain is only a shadow or a type of the purifying blood of Christ and his sanctifying spirit and word. Through the pierced heart of Jesus flows every grace and blessing available to you and to me and to every human being. This fountain of love and mercy will flow continually for all of us to drink from and be refreshed and nourished. Christ shall be the life, soul, and spirit and defense of his church forever, of the new Zion, the new Jerusalem, for he dwells within her as a whole and individually within each of our human hearts. Joel encourages us today by reassuring us that indeed one day there shall be abundant divine graces and the gospel will spread speedily into the farthest places of the earth. Christ is this fountain of grace. His sufferings, merit, and grace cleanse, renew, and make us fruitful. The gospel grace flowing from Christ shall reach to the most remote regions of the earth and make them abound in fruits of righteousness. And from the house of the Lord above, that is, from his heavenly temple, flows all the good we daily taste and hope to enjoy eternally.